Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you're Buffalo and you've gotten so close taking over the AFC, but you can't beat Mahomes and the Chiefs, can't do it when it matters. So you've gotten that close. Why not go all in to try to do it? I don't know that a pick at 28 overall is going to be the difference for them. I think now's the time. You know that you're going to be picking late in the first round every year because you have Josh Allen and you have a good coaching staff that's always going to put a good defense out there. How valuable is next year's pick number 28 or 29 overall? If you could take this year's first, next year's first, and get Aroma Dunze in the top 10 potentially. I think Buffalo is one of the few teams, really, where you can make that argument.
Matt Miller right there. That was Matt Miller, right, Josh? That was Matt Miller right there. He's one of the kind of big voices now in the industry, and he's kind of risen up. It's been great to see. Joe, have you noticed there's no Todd McShay? Have you noticed that this year? He's in a contractual situation where he can't really be anywhere because of his contract with ESPN and how all that works and him not being on.
I thought about him the other day for a second, like, how come I haven't seen him on ESPN? But maybe he wasn't last year either. But I didn't know about that, know that he couldn't basically be anywhere. I'm looking at his Twitter now. Yeah, he doesn't have... There's no affiliation, at least in his bio, from what I'm seeing.
Right. Really interesting. He was such a big part of NFL draft coverage on ESPN, but it hasn't been. And he even wrote the other day, it's a contractual situation where he can't do that. But I thought about him when I was kind of thinking about all the different draft guys. Matt Miller right there. Of course, you can always hear everything we have going on at WGR550.com and on the Odyssey app. You can also check out the Cool Your Jets podcast with Michael Nania, who joins us right now on the Western Hotline to talk about the Jets. We're picking at number 10. Mike, it's Sal and Joe here in Buffalo. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. Exciting day, guys.
It is an exciting day. So I was thinking today and last night about, you know, what part of the draft would be interesting to talk to somebody. And I kept looking at the Jets because it just seemed like, Michael, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, for the last month or so, it's been Brock Bowers. And then all of a sudden, the last 2 days, it's like, you know, wait a minute. I think they might take an offensive tackle. And how about if Roma Dunze gets there, they'll take him. How have you seen kind of the trends for the Jets here over the last couple of weeks or months?
Well, there have been a lot of conflicting rumors, reports, whatever you may see out there in terms of what they might do. The only thing that feels certain is that they're undoubtedly going offense, and it's going to be one of those three things you mentioned, either a wide receiver, Brock Bowers, or an offensive tackle. But exactly where they end up, who they might target, it still feels totally up in the air. And Bowers has been the clear favorite. I think if they do stay put at 10 and he's there, there's a pretty good chance you're going to see that just based on all the signs that we've been seeing. But one thing that has kind of been picking up, and Joe Douglas, the general manager, hinted at this a little bit when he had his press conference last week, has been the possibility of a trade-up for one of those top three wide receivers. Daniel Jeremiah had them trading up for Marvin Harrison in his March mock draft. He just put one out yesterday. He had them staying put at 10 and taking Odunze, so no trade-up. They had him falling there, which if that happens, I do think they would take Odunze in that situation over Bowers. But the wide receiver talk has been picking up. You know, the Jets signed Mike Williams, so they got that number two complement to Garrett Wilson, but they still are very lacking in depth after that. And Williams is only on a one-year deal. He's coming off an ACL injury, so he still has uncertainty. So receiver is still a very big need for them, as much as the offensive line depth is. So I think wide receiver is definitely something that's picked up. But Bowers is still very much the betting favorite, the in-house favorite. Peter Schrager had him mocked to the Jets, and he's been spot on predicting the Jets in recent years. So Bowers I would still consider the favorite, but receiver trade-up still in play, tackle still in play, a lot of different ways they could go.
So given that you kind of mentioned the trade-up part of it, if one of those top three receivers, and it would probably be Odunze if one of them did, but if someone fell to 10, do you think they would run to the podium then to draft the receiver?
I do think so. I mean, it's hard to gauge what their Bowers interest, what their level of interest in him truly is. I know he's the betting favorite and has been the overwhelming mock draft favorite, but it's just been hard to get a read on what they are really looking at doing, because for the most part, since Joe Douglas has been the general manager, their draft kind of, where they're leaning in the draft has been difficult to read leading up. Last year they drafted an edge rusher at 15. Everyone thought it was going to be offensive line. When they drafted Sauce Gardner top four in 2022, most people were thinking edge or offensive tackle there. So they've kept it pretty tight to the vest. So I'm not sure exactly how they feel about Bowers, despite him being the favorite. But from my perspective, I do think that if one of those guys fell to number 10, I do think they would run that up, even with Bowers.
What about the
because of the positional value difference?
Sorry about that. What about the offensive tackle stuff? Do you buy into, you know, this could be a spot for them? This is a good offensive tackle draft, especially near the top. There seems to be a lot of momentum building for a run on that group. What would be the chances you think they grab somebody? And do you think they would like anybody over another from what you've been hearing?
I think it's in play. The Jets fill out their starting five in the free agency and trade market. They got Morgan Moses. They obviously signed Tyron Smith, John Simpson at left guard. So they have their starting five, or at least, one that you could throw out there in place. But the depth behind them is very poor. And Moses and Smith, neither of them are signed beyond this year. So they have a long-term hole. They need depth. Smith is very injury prone, so you expect him. It's very likely he's going to miss multiple games. So they do have a need for both long-term and short-term, because you expect these guys are going to miss games, to protect Aaron Rodgers. So I think that's very much in play as well. I think they would prefer the pass catcher, whether it's Bowers, just because of where he probably would rank on their overall board, or the wide receiver, just that being something you could slide in more easily in terms of year one having a role instead of being a backup. So I would think they would lean towards that. But if, you know, let's say the receivers aren't there at 10, or they don't love Bowers or the positional value as much as people might think, I think offensive tackle is very much an option for them at number 10 if they stay there. Or if they trade back a few spots, I think they could still take one of those top five or so tackles on the board. I'm not sure exactly who they might lean towards, but definitely I could see them pursuing that position.
It's not going to happen, but it would be the funniest thing to ever happen, right? If they picked a quarterback at 10?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, Joe Douglas said he wants to be a quarterback factory, right?
Yeah, he did say that. He was very explicit when he was speaking last week. He wants to be quarterback factory. So, hey, I mean, it looks like it's working out for Green Bay. But, yeah, I highly, highly, highly doubt it.
The Jets do not have a second-round pick. How does that impact what they might want to do after number 10? Would even a trade down be possible to pick up a little extra capital? Or are they just, we got to get a guy now because this regime needs to win. We have Aaron Rodgers. How would you see all that playing out?
Well, I think one of the biggest ways it affects it right now is that it definitely hurts their ability to trade up because, you know, with the talk increasing that they might want to get one of those top receivers, whoever falls between Neighbors or Odunze, not having a second round pick definitely hurts your ability to do that. So they might have to give up a future pick, which I'm not sure they would care too much about doing that because, like you said, this regime, it's about right now. Joe Douglas isn't coming back. Robert Saleh isn't coming back if they don't meet the expectations this year. So I don't think if they really do want to trade up, I don't think they'd hesitate to trade a future pick. But that's definitely something they'll have to do if they want to make a serious trade up move. But in general, Joe Douglas has been more of a trade back guy, a mass picks type of GM than a trade up guy. So I do think they will, if they stay at 10, they will explore a trade down. If someone wants to come up for a tackle, maybe a quarterback still there. I do think they will explore that and try to recoup that value as much as they can. But I think primarily it really does feel like the trade up is something that is heating up, and not having that second round pick will affect that.
All right.
All right.
Michael Nanya. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. What about Rodgers and all of this? I mean, is there any talk at all about him being involved in the process other than what you would normally expect from a quarterback? What would you think he would like at this point? The line, of course, I'm sure would come up, but maybe receiver, something, right? Offensively, I'm guessing would be what his preference would be.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like he's had much influence or input from what we've heard this year. I mean, obviously last year there was a decent amount of influence. They got quite a few former Packers players in the offseason. This year they have not gotten any former Rodgers teammates. Doesn't seem like he's had a ton of influence besides, you know, just the team doing what they should do and supporting him with, you know, emphasizing offensive line, receiver. So it's definitely going to be Aaron Rodgers will be in mind when they make the pick, whether it's a weapon for him or protecting him. But it doesn't seem like he has a ton of influence. But from his perspective, what would he prefer? I think for him it would be protection from the offensive line because it's after how last season went, I think he would want as much security as he could get to be sure that he could stay out. Because I think he has the confidence that he can make it work with whatever weapons are out. And he already has Garrett Wilson, has Breece Hall, Mike Williams is there. So he has enough to work with to the point where as long as he's upright, I think he feels like he can get the job done. So that would be my guess, but we really haven't heard anything about Rodgers' input on this process.
Michael Nanya, you can follow him on Twitter/X at Michael_Nanya. He's the co-owner and host of the Cool Your Jets podcast via Jets X Factor. And Mike, we really appreciate your time today. Thanks a lot. Enjoy today and enjoy tonight, man.
Thanks so much. You too.
All right, you got it. That is Michael Nanya. Speaking of tight ends, Joe, I put out the call for people to say, call your shot, call us, put it on social. And I've had several people tweet me at Sal Sports, trade Dawson Knox as part of a package to move up. The Bills aren't trading Dawson Knox. It would cost them way too much money. They just restructured his contract. It almost guarantees him even more so to be here over the next 2 years. And Dawson Knox, I don't think, is the type of player that gets you where you need to go necessarily. He's not a premium position. Maybe a team needs a tight end, but I just looked at it. Next year, even despite this year, next year it would cost them $12 million in dead cap and only save $1.5 million.
Yeah, it feels like if you wanted to move Knox in a deal, then you couldn't have also traded Diggs. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you could have done this if they had not traded Diggs. But I think now that they've done that, it makes it hard. And I'm with you where I don't really think he gets you much. You know, like, he's a fine tight end, but does somebody want him on that contract? Like, maybe they would take him on the contract, but I don't think they'd be seeking it out.
All right, Max and Brandon, hold on. We just had a guest. We'll get right to you as soon as we come back. We'll do that. We'll let you call your shot here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's draft day. on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.